Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fitting song after our debate about the Detroit Lions here. A little Eminem bringing us back. By the way, guys, at 5 o'clock, I will be giving away a trip to the Browns fan cruise. I guess not giving it away. We're going to give you the code word. You're going to have a chance to enter it, and you'll then have a chance to go on the Browns fan cruise coming up in March. So stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock. Matt Derry departs us at 5 o'clock. We'll do the 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on as we transition into the final 2 hours of the show. But we were just debating very heavily whether or not Browns fans can support the Lions with the season being in the toilet for Cleveland and there being this rivalry between the two cities. And we got some people who want to jump in on it.
Let's do it.
Ed and Avon Lake, you're up first. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm going to say, yeah, it's okay, and here's why. Okay, you got to go back to the pre-merger NFL when the Browns and the Lions dominated the NFL in the 50s, yeah. And then nothing's happened since then. Plus, I know people in my neighborhood that grew up in Detroit, and so I kind of, you know, want to see them, see the Lions do well. So I'm going to say, yeah. What I was hoping is the Browns and the Lions would meet in the Super Bowl since they're two of the four teams that have never been in it. So I'm going to root for the Lions.
All right,
I love it, Ed. I love that. Nothing wrong with that. They are very similar cities, and there is some crossover there. And the Lions are fun, man. You know?
Imagine
Dan Campbell in Cleveland. People would go nuts.
Oh my god,
like
dude!
That.
He's like he's what we thought Freddie Kitchens was, right?
Oh,
like
stop.
I'm dead serious. Freddie Kitchens came in and dropped like that. If you're not wearing orange or brown, you don't matter.
Right.
And it was all in on him. That, like if Dan Campbell is what we thought Freddie Kitchens was going to be. 100%. That's what that was. And then it just completely backfired. Only Detroit can get away with hiring a coach
right.
like that, I guess. I don't know.
I know.
But, I mean, he has done a phenomenal job. I was going to ask, since we were talking about the cities, do you prefer Detroit-style, Chicago-style, or New York-style pizza?
Pizza? I'm into the Detroit style. It's fine. But I still prefer the larger, thinner slice.
Okay, so New York-style?
I love a New York slice. No. Nothing better.
I'm a big deep dish fan. I gotta
Are
be
you?
Yeah, I love
like
deep
Chicago?
Dish. People tell me that
that's not pizza.
That's
though.
What they they say it's like lasagna. That's what they say.
Right.
It's not really pizza, but I don't know. We call it pizza. It falls in the pizza family, I guess. So I guess
maybe I move back home and open up my own Detroit style pizza spot.
Hey, there could be a lane there. I think there's one spot here that does Detroit style. I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but we won't get many free advertising, but I know there's one spot that does Detroit style out here, but you could definitely find a lane with that, I think. Let's go to Twitter real quick. This one comes from Bob. He says, I am all in on the Lions. I grew up in Toledo, who are huge Lions fans. I picked the Browns as my team in 1968. Browns suck, so I'm a Lions fan all the way. That's good.
we didn't bring that up. This whole Toledo thing. They are 50-50 down there, Browns
and
Lions.
Fair.
It's a whole area of, like, total collaboration of Lions and Browns and some Steelers. But mostly, yes, there's people that either go, obviously, north up 75 to go to Detroit, or they hit the turnpike 80-90 and go to Cleveland. So you hit the Toledo people. I, I wonder if Toledo Browns fans would root for Lions fans because they got to live with those people all year long. They probably hate them. Probably tired of hearing about Dan Campbell and kneecap biting and all that stuff.
Robert in London, I'm guessing this is Robert, our friend who travels the world all the time. London.
This is a Captain Hot Take Friday.
It is that Robert, because he's actually, I know he's in Europe right now. So, Robert, is it okay to cheer for the Detroit Lions as a Browns fan?
This conversation topic is literally the Battle of Toledo that you're bringing up here.
I hope our ratings are spiking in Toledo, Ohio, right now. Then.
I would definitely, the Browns are trash. I'm, thankful I have Seattle actually pay attention to, but I would definitely take Detroit over that. Especially if it's the Detroit Lions and the Steelers at the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure everyone outside of Yinzer Town would be rooting for blue and white. So
probably,
yeah, I agree.
Oh God, yeah, exactly. So and as for the Wilson thing, too, if he comes here, oh, yeah, I'll definitely take that because now I have an excuse to wear my Wilson scarf again because I'm not touching that thing while he's wearing black and yellow. He comes to Cleveland again. I could wear that scarf to Browns games, and I'll take that. I'd wear it right now. If he was anywhere in Pittsburgh, I'd have that scarf on right now, but I'm not touching that thing until he's anywhere but PA.
All right, Robert. Yeah, I forgot. He's the Seattle fan, so of course he likes Russell Wilson. That's fair. I could see why he would want him to come to Cleveland then. Let's try to squeeze in one more here, and then we got to let Matt have the floor here for a moment because he wants to talk Guardians real quick. Big Jumbo in Maple Heights. Is it okay to root for the Lions if you're a Browns fan?
Absolutely. What the thing about it is our owners have been around for – our team has been around like they have. These other two teams, say the Texans and the team that Jacksonville, they're newer entrants. If I would root for Detroit just so they would win and be able to point the finger at these people running this ship right now and say, look, this thing's been around forever. You guys had the good chance to do something. You dropped the ball. You put this all on, make our fans miserable this last year. I mean, think about it. These guys, we haven't even had a whole playoff game. How are you going to win to go to a Super Bowl without even having a whole playoff game? This would put the pressure on the Haslam to figure something
Interesting.
Out.
Interesting.
It's fair. It's very fair. I mean, as a season ticket fan, and I'm not trying to turn this into a Browns rant, but I don't know if I'm re-upping next year.
Ooh.
What they put out there this year, there's so many people I know. Go on the Facebook Browns resale site and look at how many people are just dumping their tickets, giving them away, having a little contest to give them away. You can't even give our tickets away to professional sports because this close, early in November, we have nothing to root for. Correct or not? Am I out of line?
You're not wrong, Big Jumbo, and we appreciate the call. You know what'll get Big Jumbo back on board, though, if the Browns bring Russell Wilson over from Pittsburgh. That'll do the trick, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is true, though. If the Ford family, and obviously, and people don't care, but I'm mentioning it, William Clay Ford owned the Lions forever and was a disaster. He passed away. His wife took over. She didn't do much better. The daughter is killing it as owner. Sheila Hamp is doing a great job. So you're right. If the member of the Ford family, his daughter, makes it to the Super Bowl, you're right. Looking at Jimmy Haslam and going, hey, even the Fords took a team to the Super Bowl is might light a fire. You're not, that's not wrong. Not at all.
Matt, we have a couple minutes left until you have to depart us. Tell me about this this Japanese pitcher that the Guardians are, I guess, being linked to right now.
Well, so I saw this. Bob Nightingale wrote about this and a couple of the MLB writers said. There's this kid, 23-year-old Japanese ace, Roki Sasaki.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky, who's like the next, you know, great right arm coming out of Japan. But because he's only 23 and he's being posted by this team over there, it's only going to cost like $7.5 million a year. So just like when Ohtani came over and the Angels paid for him and won, Ohtani wanted to be in warm weather and he wanted to be in LA. And obviously he cashed in with the Dodgers. But if it's only going to cost $7.5 million a year because he's under 30 and that's how it works over in Japan, the more when Arabu came over with the Yankees and the kid from Yamamoto with the Dodgers, it was a lot more money. But because he's so young, it's only going to cost just north of $7 million a year. And there was a report that he may want to go to a smaller market where they develop pitchers well. I'm thinking,
I know. I got one that comes to mind.
Exactly. So, like, look, if Sasaki came to Cleveland, you could forget about them paying for Matthew Boyd. He would leave.
Yeah.
Because he's a Boris. First of all, he's also a Boris client. Second of all, the pitching, the free agent market for pitchers is loaded. Jack Flaherty and Boyd and a bunch of others. So, Walker Buehler, there's a lot. So, I don't know. Spencer, I'm not holding my breath that the Guardians are going to sign some big-name free agent, but what if this Japanese pitcher, Sasaki, says, I'll take my 7.5, will the Guardians offer that? Will they go that high?
I mean,
it's not that much money.
Yeah.
They're paying Austin Hedges.
In the grand scheme,
exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Was like, in the grand scheme of things, when they're paying Austin Hedges, what they're paying Austin Hedges, like that's not much for a guy who you might think could be a good starter for you as like a young arm. And if he's going to be that cheap, like why not take the chance on it? That feels like the type of move the Guardians would make too, because we know they don't have the money to compete for like the big name free agents. So take a swing on a guy and see if it works out. That was going to kind of be my follow up for you, was like, how many moves are you actually anticipating they make? Because this feels like something they could do, and then it'd be like, we'll make a few ancillary moves and that's it. We know how last offseason went. The TV money not being there anymore, like all these things play a role in why I'm just kind of going into this offseason assuming like I'll believe they make a move when I see them make a move, basically.
I mean, I the biggest thing they've got to decide is the future of Josh Naylor. You
for
can't
sure.
lose him for nothing. After the season.
I think
so
they probably trade him.
Do they re-up him, and does he give them a little bit of a hometown discount and a, not a Jose contract, but something similar where, hey, I want to stay, but I'm not going to break the bank, and they re-up him? Or is he part of some sort of trade with the 17 zillion middle infielders they have? Because now they know who their shortstop is.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Rocchio showed in the playoffs, he's the guy.
Do you think they can get Shane Bieber on a little bit of a discount coming off Tommy John surgery?
That'd be nice. But again, when's he going to start up?
Yeah, you know? That's true.
But they do need another bat now for sure, because Fry's going to be out until at least June. You got to figure. And I mean, I would love it if they broke the bank for like a Santander and put him in right field from the Orioles, but they're not going to do that. It's not what we do, Spencer. You know that. But I sense a deal coming down the pike. It's a matter of who it is. Who, you know, is it a Naylor package or something of that ilk to get another bat in here, you know? But man, I'd love to see them somehow get this Sasaki guy. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility based on the money. If he was 30 and he was posting for $20 million a year, forget it. But 7.5 is doable.
Matt Derry, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Right,
thanks
brother.
For hanging out with me the last 3 hours, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Spencer. You're the best.
Appreciate you. Good stuff. It was fun with Matt Derry. I take you home the last 2 hours here on Afternoon Drive. We come back with the 5 at 5, like Nick and JP would always do. We're sticking with the bit. We'll do it next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.